Let's say you were going to make me a delicious sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
How would you do it? Would you play drums for a band called Lunch Forest? Can you think of the last chili dog you snarfed? You don't go through an interview process when you start your own business, so I thought it would be fun to ask you some interview questions, and then I could decide if
you would hire me or not.
Or if we would stay in business. Like,
stakes are high.
Or if I would hire you as a business partner, I guess. Best chili dog you ever snarfed?
Ooh, best one ever?
Is snarf even a word?
Snarf's a word.
Yeah.
There's a snarf sandwich shop in St. Louis.
Did you have a chili dog? Is a chili dog a sandwich?
Is a hot dog a sandwich? It's between two pieces of bread.
Can you tell if a band is legitimate based on the name sometimes? Like if you met some guy on the street and he said, hey, I play for the band Lunch Forest, what would you think of that? Do you read into the name at all? Do you judge a band by its name? Kind of like, do you judge a book by its cover?
Not really. I think I probably did when I was younger, but the reality of it is that there's been so many bands along the way that have surprised me. Like, oh, I thought that was sort of going to be lame, but then you listen to it and you're like, that's really good.
Jim Groth, the godfather of the Rowena Polo Club for Rock Garden Tour, was in a band called Exploding Parakeet. Do you have a strange band name that you played with?
I was in a band in high school called Smushy Love Bubble.
Well, I would rather sing harmonies for Lunch Forest than
Smushy Love Bubble.
Love Bubble, yeah.
Well, Smushy Love Bubble.
Welcome to our computer radio program. I thought I'd ask you some questions on this episode of the Differentiated Business Podcast with Michael J. Hart IV and Theodore J. Heron I. We've been doing some interviews for our famous internship at Fresh Produce. It occurred to me that I'd like to know how you'd answer some of these questions.
Okay. Do I have to put myself back into college like I'm applying for an internship?
No, I think this is present day.
Okay, yeah. All right. I can use the knowledge that I've accrued since that time.
Does your hometown have a slogan or a moniker? If not, what do you think it should be?
I can't remember what Brandon's is.
But what would, so if you could give them a moniker, what should it be?
Okay, I might need a little help here.
Yeah.
All right. So they've got a lookout tower, and allegedly, I think you can, but at the top of the lookout tower, you can see three states. You can see Minnesota, Iowa, and South Dakota. Seems to me there could be something like that, like a three-state view or a stately view. Brandon, South Dakota, a stately view.
How about Brandon, South Dakota? Look out! It's three states! You
that's
can see
better.
Them.
Look out! Here's Brandon. Yep,
look out! There's three states over there. You can see them all.
That's way better.
Aspiring certified behavioralist, Michael J. Hart IV.
Look out!
We have a special secret way of conducting interviews at Fresh Produce, the likes of which shall not be uttered here.
Okay.
We don't want to reveal our secrets, but we can say it's mystical and fun and unforgettable, but that is all we shall utter here about our process.
Okay. We'll keep that part secret.
But I don't mind asking you some of the questions that
are inspired by the process.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever been part of a small rebellion?
Maybe a couple. I remember there were some changes happening in residential life when I was at SDSU and I was a resident assistant. And I remember several of us sort of gathered together and tried to affect some change and with some decent results. That was one.
Were they taking away something that you disagreed with, and so you like chained yourself to it? Like they were removing a couch from the lounge.
It was more that there was just some old rules that needed to be revisited.
Can you think of a memorable job interview?
A really memorable job interview. Oh yeah, when I was applying for a radio station job here in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, when I first moved down here. And I didn't get it. I didn't get the job because I dressed appropriately for the interview, which was, you know, khaki pants and a nice shirt and a tie. And but I didn't get the job because they wanted to hire someone that was wearing a rock and roll t-shirt.
That's what they told you?
That's what they told me.
If you had it to do over again, would you dress differently for the interview?
No. It was my. You're making a first impression. Listen, you get the job, and then you wear the rock and roll t-shirt. You don't wear the rock and roll t-shirt to the interview.
Oddest thing you've ever purchased at a garage sale?
I've been to a fair number in my life. I'm just trying to think of the oddest thing, because I was always pretty practical. Like, if I'm going, I'm looking through something that would maybe be practical or useful.
You're sweating bullets here.
Oh, I remember.
Can I get you a Kleenex?
No, I remember. I don't know why, but I stopped by one on behalf of my father-in-law. This is how I'm remembering it anyway. And he wanted me to buy a boat light, you know, like a big boat light. And I thought it was for his boat, but he just wanted the boat light. And I don't think he's ever used it for anything.
Finish this thought.
Okay.
I'll know I've hit the big time when I...
Look out!
I know I'll hit the big... I know I've hit the big time when I... I know I've done something really good when I...
Feel fulfilled.
Have you ever laughed so hard that you peed?
No, I never have. Have you?
You haven't?
No, I haven't.
Tell me something delightful about your day.
Okay. This morning, putting my little man on the van to get ready to go to school. And I love how he appreciates the simplest things. It was raining, and I held the umbrella for him. And he was kind of tickled by that.
Something you saw yesterday, or read, or heard, or thought, that you'd like to learn more about.
Yesterday.
Think about yesterday. Take a moment. Retrace your steps. Think about the things that you thought, the things that you read, the things that you saw. Was there anything that piqued your curiosity and planted a seed of wonder, of wonderment, and magnanimously, ninty? Anonymity.
Okay.
You need a Kleenex? You're sweating.
I'm not sweating. I want it to be authentic and honest. So I got to really
Good.
Think about it.
Yeah.
I got to really think about it.
Because you know what? In most job interviews, I don't think they're going to... They don't have you on a clock.
No. I think sometimes people...
Take your time.
I think sometimes people answer too quickly.
Yeah.
I've been known to do that. You want to satisfy the question. You answer too quickly.
Yeah.
Now, this is related to kind of a hobby, a pastime, but something that I love, teaching competitive marching percussion. You know, I'm back at it. I helped out this year. My daughter's in competitive marching band. She plays trumpet, but I was helping out the percussion. And I was having a conversation with a friend about show design, so like the writing of the show. And that got me thinking about what are the, since we never have enough time to warm up, who could I talk to, or what else could I learn, or who could I learn from to write the best comprehensive warm-up book for the front ensemble that would like jive with the battery percussion so you could get the most technical warm-up in the shortest period of time?
It's all about speed and efficiency with you.
Not all the time.
It's all about kind
of
squeezing
case,
every
ounce
last
of productivity.
Ounce, yeah.
Yeah, you know me. You know me.
Are there any questions that you would like to take again? You know, that's something that we've never done in an interview, but maybe we could start that. We get to the end of the interview and we say, are there any ones that you want to answer again?
I don't think so.
You nailed them all?
Well,
what about the slogan for Brandon?
Here's the thing. I probably didn't nail them all, but I feel like your best run at it is your first run at it is probably always going to be the most honest and probably the best.
I know I've hit the big time when I know it's a great chili dog when I...
No, I'm afraid to say anything because I feel like you might fall asleep again.
I know I've hit the big time when I...
Get a Triumph of Talent ribbon.
From the Differentiated Business Podcast or from the Sioux Empire Fair?
Doesn't matter.
If somebody wants the famous internship, what do they do?
Okay. I'm going to make sure I get this exactly right because you asked me this once before, but I don't have it memorized. What you do is you go online, okay? You go to pickfresh.com. Pickfresh.com, that takes you to Fresh Produce's website. You'll see a blue circle. You click on the blue circle, and then it says internship. You click on internship, and at the top it says famous, the internship lovers internship, and you just follow the directions there. I think we're going to call a hot dog a sandwich, and that means a chili dog is also a sandwich.